Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 271 for Thursday, February 18th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were trading to both sides of unchanged Thursday morning, lacking any clear direction as the market saw some consolidation after yesterday's losses. Canola is up 50 cents to down $3. The nearby March contract up 50 cents at $4.6520 per ton. A sharp rise in the Canadian dollar relative to its U.S. counterpart accounted for much of yesterday's weakness in canola, and the currency remained firm today. That stronger currency cuts into crush margins and does make exports less attractive to international buyers. Losses in Chicago soybeans also weighed on canola this morning, but oversold price sentiment and ideas that canola is looking more attractively priced compared to other oilseed options did underpin the futures. Gains in crude oil also provided some spillover support. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all mostly lower, although activity was somewhat thin and choppy. Soybeans are down 2 to 3 cents, the March contract down 3 at $8.79 per bushel. Relatively favorable South American crop conditions did account for some of the weakness in soybeans as expectations mount for very large crops out of the continent. However, speculators are already holding very large short positions, and chart-based positioning on the other side helped limit the losses. Gains in crude oil also underpinned the futures. The situation was similar in corn, with large South American supply projections countered by short covering amid a lack of any real fresh fundamental news. Corn was trading within a penny of unchanged, the March contract steady at $3.67 per bushel. For wheat, prices are up 2 cents to down 2 cents, the March contract in Chicago down 2 at $4.66 per bushel. Large world wheat supplies and a lack of significant demand for U.S. exports remained bearish, although there are enough areas of weather concern in some winter wheat growing regions of the world to provide some support. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, February 18th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.